the Sunday of love, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, all four candles are lit today. Or I should say three are lit and the other one is charged up. Today is the Sunday of love. Interesting way to say things, isn't it? Did some research. Let me share this. I found this, and this is actually, the guy's name is Isaiah Joseph David. What a name. What drives people? There are some who say it is the material urges of survival. Others say anger and hate. By the way, what's a stronger emotion, love or hate? Hate, because you have to work at it and feed it. And that is sad, because it should be love. However, love of country, love of family, even love of self can rally people to powerful action, even if that love is misplaced. So the Bible says that mankind is made in the image of God and that God is love. And the greatest of these is love, 1 Corinthians 13. Its pages are full of people driven by love, responding to love, and obeying God in love. If Jesus Christ is the primary subject in the Bible, then love is his theme. The greatest act of love in history was when Jesus Christ died to pay for the sins of the world. The word love appears in the Bible hundreds of times. We're going to go through that here in a minute. And though it is not the most used word in the Bible, it's certainly one of the central themes and driving forces of God's word. So the word love does appear frequently in the English language Bible, and beginning clear back in Genesis. Part of the high frequency of the word is because there is only one word for love in the English language. It refers to familial love, God's love, romantic love, or the brotherly love between brothers and sisters in Christ. So the various translations have love appear at different consistencies because of different theories about how the translation applied to the versions. Remember, as I've told you before, love in Greek has five different words. So you can say things specifically in Greek, you can't in English. Because when I say love, well, which love is it? Okay? So, let's take a look at this. In the English Standard Version, love appears 684 times. In the King James, 442. The New American Standard Bible, which I do have one copy over there, 479. New Living Translation, the 759. Here's the big one. The New International Version, NIV, 686. And the Message Bible, 611. Now, here's something I found extremely interesting. One thing important to note is that the King James Version count does not include the count for charity, a word used in the early 17th century when translation was first published, which referred to the highest form of love. So, in Greek, that word, agape, means undeserved love with sacrifice. Agape. You with us? Make sense? All right, so to translate that, and back then, the English language used a higher form of love called charity. Well, that meaning has changed since then, hasn't it? Charity appears in the King James Bible approximately 24 times. The most famous passage using this word for love is 1 Corinthians 13. Okay? which defines the word and culminates, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. All right. So even back then, the English language knew there was a difference between the word charity and the basic word love. All right, we have talked in here about love. And again, if you had your kid walk into you and say, Mom or Dad, what does love mean? How would you explain it? How would you explain it? Yeah, first of all, does anybody remember the working knowledge of love we came up with in here? Let's not all speak at once. Good, then we can do this again. What would you say to your kid if they can't? What does love mean? Sacrifice. Okay, what else? Being kind. Kindness, sacrifice. What else? Understanding. How about caring? Would you give them a big hug? Okay. So there's a lot of stuff involved with that. As a working definition of love we came up in here was this. When someone else's happiness is more important to you than your own happiness. Let me say that again. Someone else's happiness is more important to you than your own happiness. For Christ so God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. So when you start looking at love like that, is Pat right? Because the first thing she said was what? Sacrifice. So to really love somebody, don't you have to give something up? All right, stop and think about this. Oh, they need to go to the doctor. Well, I don't have the money for it, so you're not going to go to the doctor. Of course you're going to send them to the doctor. So there is sacrifice in that, isn't there? Is there caring? Of course there is. Is there kindness? Of course there is. What else could we add to that list? What did you say, Bob? Oh, that's right. Go back to sleep. It's all right. Who said understanding? Yeah. Understanding. When someone else's happiness is more important to you than your own happiness. All right, Pat, I'm going to use you as an example. I like using you as an example. But Pat gives of herself too, doesn't she? Okay, Jesus Loves You Ministry. She's been in there, helped people take showers. She's helped them by cutting their toenails. Oh, you don't do that? Oh. She has a limit. No stinky feet. I used to do this with my son and my grandchildren. Stinky feet, da-da-da-da-da. You know, but part of the thing is, God so loved the world. Well, we so love the world, what do we have to do to help people? How about Doctors Without Borders? How many times do they go into a situation to help people when there's a chance they're going to lose their lives? Is your happiness more important, or is their happiness more important? All right, well, take a look at this. For God so loved the world. What did God say? His happiness is more important, or our happiness is so more important? When you look at it that way, what did God do? He put us first, didn't he? For God so loved the world. And remember, I've talked about this. He uses a bigger word than just world. Because in Greek, world is gene. He uses cosmos. God so loved his creation that he sent his only begotten Son. Now, we say that, but isn't Jesus part of the Godhead? God sent himself to die for us. Listen, when God said there has to be a blood sacrifice, can he change his mind? Yes, but he's always consistent. Is there a dichotomy there? That's like to put a square peg in a round hole. No, because God is omnipotent and omnipresent, and he knows what's happening. So he knew the day would come. Yes? God so loved the world. So he changed. But he didn't, because he sent the greatest sacrifice that was possible, himself in the guise of his son Jesus, to die for us. Is there a greater gift than that? Was that God's understanding, caring, sacrifice? Everything we've said today was part of that, wasn't it? God so loved us. Us. You know, remember the whole idea of Advent is to celebrate the second coming of Jesus Christ. Which is why all of us are here this morning. I say this all the time. But it's true. We are preparing for the second coming of God. And according to the Bible, we're going to meet him up in the air. Only the Father knows, but I'll tell you, the way things look on right now, that could be sooner than later. Well, to finish off this story this morning, these numbers, and this is after the numbers of the statements of love in the Bible, these numbers may not match with non-English translations of the Bible, because English only has one word for love, except it used to have two with charity. While some other languages have more than one, in the original Greek language of the New Testament, there were four words that were used out of the five. Agape, undeserved love with sacrifice. Eros, physical love. Phileo, which is brotherly love, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and storge. Now, storge I haven't talked about too much. That's familial love. In other words, when you love your family, there's actually a word for it, storge. They are brotherly love, sexual love, dispassionate and friendly love. The only thing is he doesn't put sacrifice in there, but if you look it up in Strong's Bible Concordance, it is listed as sacrifice. And familial, there I finally got that out, affection. Usually between parents and offsprings, respectively. Okay, these different words connote different kinds of affection, which can only be inferred from the English word for love. Well, the thing is, we know there's different meanings of love. There's different depths of love. But remember, God loved us enough that he gave himself for us. May this love of God through his son Jesus Christ help keep our hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.